USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police are continuing to investigate a deadly shooting at an Aurora, Colorado church. The gunfire erupted late Friday night at the Igalia Faro de Luis Church during an event attended by 15 to 20 people. A 36-year-old woman died at the scene, and two men in their 40s were taken to the hospital with injuries. Aurora police spokesman Matt Longshore believes the shooter knew at least of the victims. Louisiana and 15 states on Friday filed a new legal challenge against the federal government's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, arguing the dominance of the Omicron variant undercuts the justification for the mandate. Just over 10 million workers fall under the vaccination requirements, which apply to every facility that receives Medicare or Medicaid funding. USA Radio News.
Do you suffer from joint pain, knee pain, arthritis? Pick Billy Gerard for Revive One, the roll-on pain reliever. Just shake it, roll it on, and feel the relief. I love snowboarding, but my knees, they feel the pain. Revive One pain reliever changed all that. Shake it, roll it on, and I'm right back on the slopes. Gail G, she said that Revive One relieved her pain and helped her and her husband enjoy their walks again. Put an end to your pain with Revive One. Try Revive One on your pain risk-free. Go to painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland, all one word, .com. Use discount code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Revive One is so confident it'll work for you, there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Go to painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is now fully approved for adult use by both the FDA and the CDC. A CDC advisory panel giving the okay late Friday, and Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky gave her final stamp of approval not long after that. The FDA has already gotten the green light on the vaccine earlier in the week. Pfizer's COVID vaccine won full approval in August. This latest approval comes as the CDC puts the number of fully vaccinated Americans at more than 210 million. A SWAT team and hostage negotiators are responding to reports of a man throwing objects out of a 24th floor window of Chase Tower in Houston. The downtown office building is the tallest in the city, and the window the objects are coming from is broken. There are currently no reports of any injuries. Find us online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason: results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to andro400.com. andro400.com. andro400.com.
Iowa's governor says it's time to return to normal.
More and more cities and states are jumping off the COVID-19 pandemic. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is reporting Iowa's public health emergency proclamation will expire February 15th, and two websites that track COVID-19 data will be decommissioned. Iowa says it's moving past the pandemic and will manage COVID-19 like other infectious illnesses. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The countdown to Super Bowl 56 is on, and for a lot of folks, that means stocking up on NFL gear. Customs and Border Patrol is working with Homeland Security to round up fake merchandise ahead of the big game. Agents have seized over 20,000 counterfeit Super Bowl-related items from dozens of locations already, everything from jerseys and caps to championship rings. The Los Angeles Rams host the Cincinnati Bengals in Inglewood on Sunday, February 13th. A Republican senator says he won't be watching the Olympics. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, James Grimmel has the story.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio says he won't be watching the Winter Olympics. WFLA Radio reports that country received heavy criticism. Rubio says he won't, quote, watch, follow, or celebrate an Olympics hosted by a totalitarian communist regime, end quote. The Biden administration announced a diplomatic boycott of the Games because of China's human rights abuses.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.